Stormy Daniels, the witness at the heart of Donald Trump's hush money trial, faced him across a crowded courtroom in New York yesterday. She didn't hold back on the details when giving her version of what led her to be paid $130,000 of Trump money. The case centres on whether the payment broke electoral law by seeking to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential race. The adult film star claims she had a sexual encounter with Mr. Trump in 2006 and was paid to keep it out of the media. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been following it all, and he told us about yesterday's evidence.
Well, she gave an account of her encounter with Donald Trump back in 2006. And the information that she gave in it, she's rehearsed it several times before in a number of other media interviews. And she's gone into it at great length and great detail, and gave less detail in the court yesterday than in some of the interviews, which had been quite lurid, that she has given in public. However, even that amount of detail was a bit too much, not just for the Trump team, but also for a lot of legal observers who thought it was straying a bit away from the central point of this case, which is the payments to Stormy Daniels and the route that those payments went and how they were recorded in the Trump Organization books. All rather dry, dusty accountancy stuff, and a bit far away from the evidence that was heard, certainly during the morning, which included observations by Stormy Daniels that Trump at the time was older than her father, or about the same age as her father. He was 60 then, she was 27. Details about how she came out of the bathroom and found Trump lying on the bed in his boxer shorts and his T-shirt, and how she had been surprised. She had been rummaging in his wash bag during that visit to the bathroom, found that he used Old Spice and had gold nail clippers, and that they had talked about his wife, Melania, showed her a photograph of Melania. Stormy Daniels said she looked very beautiful. Trump apparently said to her, "Don't worry, we don't sleep in the same bedroom." Now, when Stormy Daniels was saying that during the court case yesterday, Trump shook his head and had his eyes closed. But he was also muttering during the campaign, and transcripts of the trial, which emerged yesterday evening, which are obviously not shown to the jury. The judge in the case had called forward the lawyers to the bench and had told Trump's defense team that he could hear Trump cursing during Stormy Daniels' testimony, and told her that this sort of behavior could intimidate witnesses and that he was to stop it. So she had to give Trump a bit of a talking to during the lunch hour. But yes, the essence of what Stormy Daniels spoke of during the morning session was exactly what the Trump Organization didn't want to come out before an election campaign. And that is the heart of this case, the why of this case.
And does what we heard yesterday from Stormy Daniels add any weight to the substantive issue here, which was the allegation that hush money was paid to prevent her telling these types of stories in 2016, around the time of that election?
Well, Trump denies that he had any kind of an encounter with Stormy Daniels. I mean, there have been well-known photographs of the two of them together, all fully clothed, etc., at public events. They had met a number of times over the course of a year or so, during which time Stormy Daniels claims she had been expecting Trump, or anticipating that he might be able to get her onto his program, The Celebrity Apprentice. And that was the reason, the only reason, she said, that she was in contact with Donald Trump at all. And she laid out telephone numbers, and there were photographs of the numbers from her and from Trump's bodyguard and his personal assistant. They were the routes through which all communications flowed. Trump himself didn't have a direct telephone number, apparently. All of this adds detail to her central claim that she did have an encounter with Donald Trump. And it's that detail which had to be gone into in order to suggest that she is a credible witness for the other allegations about payments. And that's why there was so much detail had come out during the court case. And that detail, of course, led to cross-examination by Trump lawyers. And that was pretty unpleasant for Stormy Daniels.
We hear time and time again that nothing that's thrown at Donald Trump puts the base off supporting him. Should he be worried about Stormy Daniels' evidence?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it, Carol? I mean, Trump famously said some years back he could go into Fifth Avenue and start shooting people and he'd still get votes. And it's all throughout his travails and various trials or non-trials, There have been controversy around this man, and the record of the opinion polling since the start of the year seems to be that every time serious allegations are made against him, he actually seems to benefit from it in the polls. Now, it has to be seen whether in the event of a conviction, if he does get convicted in this case, which seems to be the only one that's going to go ahead this year, that may affect the outcomes of some of the voters, and some of the opinion polling would suggest that if he was convicted in a criminal case, that might cause about 20% of his base vote to think again about whether they would vote for him. And in a very tight election, that one-fifth of Trump voters might well be the winning or losing of an election. But so far, there isn't much sign that the cases are doing that much damage to him amongst the certainly the Trump-leaning electorate.
Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan there